From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, March 2nd. Coming up, after summer camps throughout Illinois were canceled last year because of COVID-19, leaders are hopeful they'll get to welcome kids back this summer. That story from Jennifer Fuller in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois has nearly 9,000 units of local government, a figure that's long been higher than any other state in the nation. A new report is renewing the call for reducing the total number of taxing bodies statewide. Derek Cantu has more.
In writing its report, the Civic Federation collected data from a number of different sources, including the U.S. Census Bureau, Illinois Department of Revenue, and State Comptroller's Office. But each had different totals for the number of local governments in the state. Lawrence Massall, president of the Civic Federation, says it's important for Illinois to have an accurate count of the number of local government bodies in order to better evaluate whether services are being delivered in the most efficient manner.
Whether it's a township providing similar or very similar services that a local municipality might, or whether it's a school district that provides services only for a portion of the students, there just isn't the efficiency when you have that overlapping and duplicative government.
Massall says services provided by local governments should not be limited by existing political boundaries, like city limits, which would allow for sharing services across towns. I'm Derek Cantu.
The University of Illinois says its COVID Shield COVID-19 testing process has received emergency use authorization from the Federal Food and Drug Administration. COVID Shield spokesperson Ben Taylor says the authorization will make possible the broad expansion of the saliva-based process beyond the U of I campuses.
It provides partners with additional assurance that the test has been vetted and reviewed at the highest levels of regulation in our country. And it really gives people confidence that it is a good and valid and accurate test.
Currently, 14 colleges and universities in Illinois, as well as the companies ADM and Rivian, are using the U of I test process for their students or employees. And Taylor says several organizations told them they want to use the testing as well once it receives emergency use authorization. The U of I says as a result, Governor J.B. Pritzker has released $20 million in federal funding to expand the process to Illinois' other public universities. Texas is still feeling repercussions from last month's cold snap that caused widespread power outages. In contrast, Illinois and other northern states suffered far less damage from the same winter weather. More from Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows.
Cold snaps don't happen in Texas every year, but they do happen every few years. Speaking on the 21st show, Dave Collada with Illinois Citizens Utility Board says Texas should weatherize its energy infrastructure like Illinois does to guard against severe cold.
We had the same weather conditions here in Illinois, and our gas plants functioned. Our windmills didn't freeze, and it's because, you know, basically we had taken precautions to make sure that that's the case.
Collada says Texas is vulnerable during freezing weather because much of the state is on an isolated electrical grid and can't bring in power from elsewhere. In contrast, Illinois' electrical systems are part of the Eastern Interconnection, connecting hundreds of utility companies in the eastern U.S. and Canada. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
State public health officials reported more than 1,100 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, the lowest number of daily cases in Illinois since July. Officials also report 20 COVID-related deaths. The state's preliminary 7-day case positivity rate is at 2.4%. Champaign County officials reported 27 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The 7-day average case count is at 37, the lowest number since August. There are 330 known active cases of COVID-19 in Champaign County. Still to come, we'll hear from camp directors across the state about why they're hopeful they'll get to welcome kids back this summer. That story from Jennifer Fuller is next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Thousands of children across Illinois missed out on outdoor opportunities through summer camp last year when COVID-19 caused the cancellation of hundreds of camps and activities. As Jennifer Fuller reports, this year camp directors say they're determined to get kids back outside.
Have you ever played darts blindfolded before? I feel like for us, it's a bit like that.
Brian Croft is Assistant Director for Outdoor Education at SIU's Touch of Nature. He and other camp leaders say planning for 2021 is incredibly difficult because guidelines are continuing to evolve and no one is exactly sure just how things are going to go. In Illinois, there's still a big question mark about what will be allowed and what won't. Colette Marquardt is executive director of the American Camp Association in Illinois, which provides opportunities and accreditation for camps across the state. She says her organization has been in constant motion through the pandemic.
To look to the CDC, to look to the Illinois Department of Human Services, to look to the research studies coming out of the Air Force and other summer youth programs that ran last summer. And so we haven't stopped and we continue to provide the professional development needed and the planning. And we're really eager to have more of those conversations with IDPH.
Advocates for camp and outdoor activities point to studies and reports that are coming out nearly every week showing the negative effects of COVID-19 on children, and not just the virus itself or the multi-system inflammatory syndrome that's shown up in young people. Dr. Chris Wangard is a pediatrician in the Metro East who also volunteers at Camp Ondesank in Southern Illinois.
We know that camp is good for kids, you know, mental and emotional health. It's a good place for them to go. We also know, though, that the outcomes of this pandemic from a mental health perspective for kids have been an absolute disaster.
There has been a spike in reports of depression and anxiety among children and adults, as well as higher levels of suicidal thoughts and feelings among an ever younger population. Wangard and others say camp could help kids begin to repair some of that damage. Camp Ondesank's director Dan King agrees.
Kids are hurting now, and they are hopeful for experiences like we give at camps. It's a part of a growth that is difficult to achieve in other settings.
To that end, Dr. Wangard says studies show camp can be a safe activity amid COVID-19. He says other states were able to operate both day and overnight camps last year with proper procedures and guidelines. He hopes that can be implemented in Illinois as well.
We're just talking about our lowest risk population, and we're really at the point where the data really back up that this is a safe, or at least as safe as we could make it under the circumstances.
Camp directors say they're already well into planning for this summer, and they're continuing to make changes as guidelines evolve and new information is collected. Many camps in Illinois serve vulnerable populations as well. That adds another layer of complexity. Alan McBride with Easter Seals Timber Point near Bloomington Normal says they have to move forward.
Knowing how many changes happened last year, between March and May, June, July, I didn't want to have to go through that as a director with a small staff. And so I made the decision earlier on to say, all right, we know that we can operate. We did this last summer, day camps and some family retreats. So if by X date, that's what we're going to go with.
And warmer temperatures will have more and more people looking for opportunities to get outside. Touch of Nature's Brian Croft says that's a good thing as everyone tries to find their center in a chaotic time.
Good luck trying to buy a bike right now. Good luck trying to go to any store and buy a kayak. People are realizing that the outdoors is a special place. It's a place that's powerful, that's magical. And I learned that because of my camp experience.
State leaders say guidelines for reopening activities continue to change. And as many camps gear up for a summer season, leaders say they're hopeful for as much flexibility as possible to get kids back outside and in some cases back to normal. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says to look for more sunshine today with a high of 48 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Derek Cantu, Jim Meadows, and Jennifer Fuller. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.